for a while. When you hear the voices of Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Warren, you want to just dream.
Yes, we are dream girls.
Dream.
No, you want to swoon.
Oh, is that what it is? Yes. Tuesday, 23rd of July. You realize only one more Tuesday? Yeah. One more Tuesday left in this month, and it's Kaputsky.
Too fast.
Really fast. All right, well, let's see what we can do to help people by saving money. At least we can give them something good, Roberta. What's on the Queen of Cheap docket later on?
Oh, we got Arby's for literally pennies. We've got something if you homeschool your kid. Deals from Family Dollar, deals from entertainment, and an unlisted special deal from restaurant.com.
Really? Mm-hmm. Unlisted. We're the only ones who have it in captivity.
Yeah. Well, we don't. It's not listed on the website at DougStefan.com.
Oh, it's not?
You have to listen to hear about it.
Oh, okay. So you got about 10 minutes. Get ready. Jennifer, in about a half hour, has the television update. What's the scoop other than the passing of a popular television actor?
A passing of a popular television actor is the scoop, and also some gossip from the set of Two and a Half Men.
Really?
And a lost star has turned up somewhere. I will tell you.
Lost, but now found.
Lost star. Uh-huh. Not a lost star.
Right, not like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star out
Different.
There. Not like Uranus could be lost. Something like that.
It's always behind me.
Supermarket guru Phil Lempert has some information on where to procure and enjoy. Well, I suppose you can enjoy walnuts wherever you want to, where you get them. There are heart-healthy walnuts. There are some good ones and bad ones. This may not have been on the top of your list of things to talk about or understand today, but it's good information. Check it out. The Supermarket Guru box is right below the Queen of Cheap box on the homepage at DougStefan.com. Meanwhile, things that you ought to know today. People are talking, of course, about the first look, the anticipated prince who will show up later today. Leaving the London hospital, the third person.
She was in labor
in line.
Longer than she was actually given to relax in the hospital after her kid was born.
Yeah, right.
23-hour rule? You're in and you're out in 23 hours.
Jeez, she was
imagine.
In labor for a long time.
Well, you don't. That probably doesn't apply to the royals. But over here, isn't that the rule when you go in for a surgery? Like Meghan's going in for surgery in a few weeks. My daughter Meghan, and she told me that they have to, according to the she's going to the UCLA Medical Center, and she's a prof at UCLA, but in order for all of it to work, they have to get her in and out in 23 hours because of some government program. Have you ever heard anything? Why? Some
sounds
government
crazy.
Rule, you got to be in and out in 23 hours.
Wow.
What happens if she has a complication? Is her on the street anyway?
Well, no, yeah. then you can keep her. I remember when I had both Elena and Victoria, I said to my OBGYN, I said, you figure out a way to keep me in here because I ain't going nowhere.
As long as it goes poorly, you're fine, Doug. Don't you know?
No, he figures something out. He made something up to keep me in the hospital.
Course. 10 past the hour. Syria is in scrutiny today. Interesting because the right and the left both are trying to limit our surveillance programs in Syria and limit our involvement in Syria. The interesting, the NSA is, we all know and love those guys, involved in this somehow as well. So that that discussion moves along at a snail's pace as usual. There's a story today about Ryan Braun, player for Milwaukee.
Wah, wah, wah.
Suspended because of a drug investigation, and it was the Alex Rodriguez investigation that brought him down, along with a dozen other players.
Yes, what's it called? Biogenics, I believe, is the lab that had some files that they should have, you know, destroyed, maybe.
They might have done better.
But this guy was the MVP last year.
Mm-hmm. Well,
now we know why.
It goes into, yeah, I mean, look at Sammy Sosa when he hit all those home runs. Mm-hmm. And Mark McGuire, when he hit on the, you look at him then and look at him now, and you can see what was going on with them, what they were doing.
I just don't understand how people think they can still get away with this today when there's, you know, strict policies on it. But what I will say is it does make a lot of pressure. I mean, if one player is using some kind of performance-enhancing drugs, everybody has to use it. Everybody has to join board. Otherwise, they're going to look like terrible. They're going to lose their job. Their dream to play baseball is gone. And that, you know, so it is kind of a slippery slope.
In a related conversation at DougStephan.com, we have a story about a special pass that most people don't know even exists. There are some people who are getting a special golden ticket from Major League Baseball that lets them go into any baseball game, any place they want, free for life.
Wow.
If you want to know how you get that, you check out the story at DougStephan.com. And our poll today asks you what you would do if you were given that circumstance. That is, if you could have a lifetime pass giving you free admission to one particular sport, in this case it's baseball, but which one would you pick, Jennifer?
It could be tough. Baseball or hockey? Probably hockey.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jen picks hockey. Roberta, who are you, or what do you pick?
Oh, definitely baseball.
Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So our choices on the poll question, baseball, football, basketball, hockey, NASCAR. I'm getting a lot of people
who NASCAR.
Choose NASCAR, yes.
You know, up until about 10 years ago, I didn't even know what NASCAR was. I'll be honest with you.
All right, so that's our 20.
Left turn. Left turn. Left turn.
All right. Okay, so I want you, as a way for you to win a swell prize, to call us at 888-302-3684, and we'll between now, we'll give you a little extra time. We'll get to it before 20, before normally the 2020 News Quiz question pops in at 20 after the hour or somewhere in the window of 20 past to 20 of. So a little early because it's 13 after the hour now. But I want you to tell me what NASCAR stands for. What does it mean, those six letters, NASCAR? NASCAR, was that Nestle's? NASCALES? No. NASCAR. What do those stand for? What's that abbreviation for NASCAR mean? 888-302-3684. You've got plenty of enthusiasts who are excited about that. The New York runway at LaGuardia closed down yesterday because the landing gear collapsed on a Southwest Airlines plane landing at LaGuardia.
I will say Southwest did an interesting thing, not to interrupt you here, Debbie, but I did.
Right. Okay.
I noticed that I follow Southwest on Facebook, and they did a really good job of saying, hey, we just had this problem, and they gave updates every hour or so talking about what went on.
Wow.
I think that is really smart from a PR perspective.
Very smart. Certainly screwed up going into LaGuardia. Most of the planes going in there had to go to JFK. And then people get bussed over, or they went to Newark. But that's for the size of the airport, it is a very, very busy airport. Southwest has, I don't think, ever had a casualty.
Mm-mm.
Have they?
They've
had
I don't think they did either this time. They had about five injuries, right?
Yeah, right. That is the same as when the airplane went off the runway at Burbank, however many years ago that was. They have a good safety
record.
They
were just dropping people off at that gas station across the street.
Right.
They meant to do that.
Early delivery. 15 past the hour. How are your looks today? As you get up and look at your hair, does it perplex you that your hair is waving goodbye? Bye-bye, see you later. That's an old
jumping
line.
Jumping ship.
Yeah. If you have tired, thin, weak hair, then I have a product for you. The aging follicles, the pores that are plugged, can be unplugged, and the follicles can be exhumed, if you will, with the new Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, Provia, strengthens your hair follicles. It's like they were on weight or something. It's so big and strong. Give your hair stronger, fuller, more vibrancy. And that's what you want. You want your hair to look better. Men and women both are loving Provia. So if you've suffered with thinning hair for a long time, you can join the tens of thousands of people who are using this scientific breakthrough called Provia and see the amazing results for yourself. Provia Serum, all natural, cleans out the pores, no side effects. The old stuff that you were using plugged up the pores because of the chemicals and the glunk that's in it. Get rid of that, clean them out so the hair will grow back again with Provia. Thickens the hair that's already on your head as well. So if you'd like to order this risk-free, Provia is available by dialing 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Stephan, get a free month's supply. Don't lose. You got nothing to lose, actually. Don't lose any more of your hair. Come on. get on the bandwagon. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh, what's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live? Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath. Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived. In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Here to prove why the Good Day program is America's best bet when it comes to lots of information. These are ways you can save money every day at this time. Roberta goes through a list of things that she's found as the Peruvial dumpster diver. All right. There
indeed.
The dumpster diver. Diva dumpster diver.
Diva dumpster diver. Yeah. Okay, let's start with something. Today only, we have a special Arby's coupon for you. They are selling their roast beef sandwich for only 64 cents today. Why? I have absolutely no idea. I know it's their anniversary, but it's not their 64th anniversary, so I don't know how they got that 64 cent figure. But heck, I don't care. It's an Arby's roast beef sandwich of 64 cents today only, so go get them. If you homeschool your kid, you might be interested in this. And actually, if you're just a parent interested in your kid's education, Homeschool Enrichment Magazine, they have an offer right now that you can download all of their 2012 issues absolutely free. That's 170 articles. All about homeschooling, help, information, encouragement, all that sorts of stuff. So it's a really a valuable asset if you want to, if you homeschool your kid and you want to learn a little bit more about education. Family Dollar, you get free Jell-O pudding after their rewards. You buy 3 boxes of Jell-O pudding at $1 a piece, and you'll get $3 back on your next purchase of Family Dollar. So basically, they're absolutely free. Entertainment books. You know those books you go into the city, different cities, and they have things. They have restaurant coupons and activities coupons and attraction coupons. Entertainment coupons right now, they're on sale. They're only $6.99 a piece shipped. People, if you're going on vacation, going to a different city, have friends in a different city, for whatever reason, there's still half a year left. Go get an entertainment book for under $7. You can't beat that. And this is not on our website, but you have to be listening to know about it. Restaurant.com. Today only, you can get a $25 gift certificate to a whole bunch of favorite restaurants for only $4. The promo code is 4, F-O-U-R. $4 for a $25 gift certificate. When this happens, I stock up on them. And last night, for instance, I went to a restaurant in Manhattan. You had to spend $37 to use the $25 coupon, so I spent $38, used a $25 coupon. And Victoria and I had a very expensive, very nice dinner.
Coming up.
So stuck up on restaurant.com.
What does NASCAR mean?
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
You are now considered a terrorist. It doesn't matter if you have served your country dutifully. The federal government, the IRS, and the NSA are targeting Americans just like you. Because of your beliefs and because of big government's corrupt policies, you are a threat and fall into the same category as a terrorist. Now they are monitoring everything you do online. You are at risk unless you know how to disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to protect yourself. That's privacyradio.com.
Is it my birthday?
Say hi to the people listening in Honolulu this morning and
in
Fresno and Albuquerque and Allentown and Knoxville, El Paso, KTSM. Let's see here, where else? Brownsville and Brownwood, Texas. How do you do? Fort Myers and lots of the forts around how many other forts are there in Florida? I think there are a couple, aren't there? I'm trying to remember. There's some, as we go over on the Marathon side of things, seems to me there's a fort. Somebody will tell me. 888-302-3684. Also looking for what NASCAR means. We'll get to that after we figure out what's going on here. Actually, the video of the day today at DougStephan.com once again proves that there are people, way too many people, who have way too much time on their hands. This video features very short snippets, clips, if you will, from a couple of hundred movies. They're all edited together so that the dialogue is actually what you just heard, the lyrics to Ice, Ice, Baby. Is there anything in that that we ought not to hear, Jennifer? I know you know Ice, Ice, Baby.
Ice, Ice, Baby's pretty clean.
All right. So here is the result of all of the work done by people who need to get a job.
Hey, yo, what's up, man?
Baby. Nice, baby.
All right, stop. Collaborator.
And this.
Nice.
It's back.
My brand new invention.
Is something.
Grab the hold of me.
Tightly.
Whoa.
Like our boom.
Daily.
Nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo.
I don't know.
Turn off the lights.
And I'll
glow.
To the extra rock.
Mic.
Like
a candle.
Stage.
Wax.
Like a candle.
Ah!
The speaker.
That.
Boom.
I'm killing your brain.
Like poisonous.
Mushroom.
Deadly.
When I play the dope.
Follow.
Anything less than
the best
is a felony.
Love it or leave it.
You better
get
away.
You better get
bullseye.
Get.
Don't play.
If that was
a problem.
Yo. I'll solve it. Check out the
hook
wall.
My DJ.
Revolve.
Ice,
baby.
I love this.
Ice, baby.
I don't know if boys can get that.
Now that party is
jumping.
With the basic thing.
The bass are
pumping.
Quick, to the point.
To the point.
No bacon.
Cooking MCs.
Like a pound of bacon.
Green big
animals. I go crazy.
When I
hear
a symbol.
I hack.
With a
super
tempo.
I'm on a roll.
It's time to go.
Rolling.
5.0.
Is my
right
down
somewhere.
Below.
Stand by.
Wife, I used to say hi.
Did you stop?
No.
I'm just going
to buy.
Kept going.
First select. The next stop.
Select.
And I'm heading
to the next block.
The block is dead,
yo.
So I continue to
beachfront
avenue.
Girl who
wearing
lessons,
bikini,
spotlight,
lovers,
drive
Lamborghinis.
Tell us.
Cause I'm out
in love.
Jig with a
vanilla
with a nine.
ready?
For the chump on the wall.
The chump's rag bell.
Because the bullet came off.
Gunshot!
Ranged out like a bell.
I grabbed my eye.
All I heard was shells.
Falling
on the concrete.
Real fast.
Jumped in a car.
Slammed
on the gas.
Bumper to bumper.
I had a new pack.
I'm trying to get away.
Jacker check.
Police on the scene!
You know what I mean?
They passed me up.
They found a bullet.
Dopey.
If that was a problem,
yo,
I'll solve it.
Check out the
ball. My DJ.
The ball.
Ice baby.
Ice baby.
We had enough of this.
Miami.
I say take two could be yours if you went to the video of the day box, because this is relatively entertaining. Jennifer thinks it's relatively entertaining.
I like it.
You can.
And have
go.
You noticed the part that says baby kind of sounds like Michael, even though I think it's Arnold Schwarzenegger?
It is. Yeah, no. It's,
say
it's,
baby, Michael.
I don't know.
Baby.
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 Maybe baby.
The Führer does not say baby.
All right. So the video of the day...
Where does that come from?
This, what does what come from?
The Führer does not say baby.
It sounds like Mel Brooks movie or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. What is it? Midnight,
producers.
What is it? The producers.
The producers,
are,
yeah.
Anyway, this video has these short clips from 200 movies, and you get the benefit. We heard the audio, so that intrigues a lot of people, and now you'll go to the video of the day, the video box, and the homepage. Actually, right the, as soon as you click on to DougStephan.com, you'll see that big video there and have a little fun with it. Depending on your age, I guess it'll mean more to you. One way or another, though, it's there at DougStephan.com.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Howling dogs. How many times have you been annoyed by the next-door neighbor's dog howling? But why do they howl? That's the question. Howling is a form of communication in dogs. It's a way for dogs to signal their presence to other dogs. In common in wolves, it's common in coyotes, both relatives of our domestic dogs. Dogs that howl, especially those that howl excessively, are usually doing this because they're bored and lonely. Extra toys, more attention, more exercise can really help to stimulate the dog and reduce the excessive howling. Sometimes dogs will howl when they hear sirens or loud, high-pitched sounds like clarinets or flutes. These sounds may even come from a television set. Dogs do this as an instinctive response to hearing what they interpret to be another dog in the distance, not because it hurts their ears. The other thing you need to remember is there's old sayings that it's a rallying call. When one dog starts to howl in a neighborhood, listen for the other dog starting to howl as well. In wolves, it's a rallying call to get together for the hunt or just to sing. Our dogs do the same thing, howling. Not so bad. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding, using the finest ingredients made only in the USA. My Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Today's study into humanity, the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli. Kenny's off, I think, till Thursday. Richie will be in a little bit later. It's Ken. No, it's not Ken. What's your name? Oh, Michael. That's it. Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I do not understand. Well, maybe this is too bold. I don't care. Nor do I understand why people get so worked up about this Kanye West thing. He pounded some photographer, right, Jennifer?
Yeah, I guess he asked for no one to take his picture, and the guy, or no one to ask a question, that's what it was. And so when the guy continued to ask a question, he grabbed the guy's camera and kind of pushed him over.
This from the guy who's marrying the most publicity-oriented
hound
in the world. Give us a break.
They absolutely love it.
All right, so coming up in a few minutes, Jennifer's television report with an update on the passing of a very well-known and liked actor. Meanwhile, news from China today is that the death toll has climbed to 89. Strong earthquake shook northwest China yesterday. Close to 600 people injured, 5 missing. The epicenter of the quake was in Gansu province, which is on the border of, I think, China and on the border of China. Good, Doug. The border of
he killed himself, doesn't he?
I don't know why. You think of the silly things that you say. The powerful earthquake in China was near the border of China.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. Right. Nothing else. I'll make as much sense as possible. The essence of our question about NASCAR, very important sport, very interesting. I've asked at 888-302-3684 for somebody to call and tell us what NASCAR stands for. So let's see here. Shall we do Grand Rapids first? Palm Springs. What comes first alphabetically? Grand Rapids. Jim, welcome to Good Day.
Good morning, Doug.
Have I ever spoken to you before?
I don't believe so.
All right. Well, it's nice to meet you. Thank you very much for calling. Are you a NASCAR fan?
Not really.
No. Really? So how did you happen to know what NASCAR stands for? Did you just figure it out?
I do know. I just know that what it stands for.
Okay, so what does it stand for? Other than lots of money.
National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing.
Are you sure?
I believe so.
The definition I got was North American secret conspiracy against rednecks.
Doug!
And then there's another one. Never address serious conspiracy allegations reasonably. Not any sense came at Richmond. Non-athletic sport that centers around rednecks is another one. Not a sport circles are round. Let's see, what else do we have here that's pretty silly? Now another stupid console abates reading. National Association of Scary Cars at Races. A non-affiliated stock car auto racing. Anyway, a lot of silly stuff for NASCAR.
Terrible.
I like the first one.
You like the first one?
Yes.
All right, so Jim.
Yes.
What is it that you're going to do that will be a big accomplishment? When you finish the day and you think about, this is something I advise everybody to do, by the way. At the end of your day, I've started doing this, write down the 10 things that you like best about the day. So what at the end of the day do you think, other than talking to me and the ladies here on the Good Day program, is going to be the best part of your day?
Well, my day is just ending. I just got off of work.
What do you do?
Going to sleep. We provide emergency services for a big steel manufacturer here in Minnesota.
Really? What's the name of the company, the steel manufacturer?
U.S. Steel.
Ah,
it's a small company.
That's a big deal, yeah. Right. That is a big deal. U.S. Steel. Are they coming back to America to do their production? They had gone offshore a lot in the last couple of decades, I heard.
They're all over the world, you know, but no, they still do it here in the United States.
They do. Do you like your job?
Sure.
Yeah. Would you rather be working in the daytime than at night?
No, I enjoy the evenings.
Really? What about your family? Do they care whether you're home or not?
As long as I bring the paycheck, no, they're fine.
Nah, really?
That's all you're good for, the paycheck? No.
That's rotten. Get a divorce, will you, please?
Food on the table.
Yeah. That's terrible. All right. Well, thank you. Hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you. Thanks, Jim. Nice to speak with you and to meet you. 888-302-3684. Let's find out if I ever talked to Mike before, just for the heck of it, even though he can't win anything. It's not the only reason he calls. Mike, have I ever talked to you before?
Oh, sure. Once or twice. And I'm a winner. I'm talking to you.
Hey! Now you're a winner because you're talking to Jennifer and Roberta. That's what makes you a winner.
That's right. My two favorite ladies. Yeah.
Really? Listen to that smooth talker.
Roberta and I share a pretty close birthday.
Really?
I remember talking to you. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your birthday?
June 1st.
June 4th. Very good.
Yeah. NASCAR drivers are pretty upset with the new ruling.
What's that?
They all had to install GPS units. Yeah, and so through the whole race, of course, that's all they're hearing is turn left.
Turn left. Turn left. Turn left. Do you know what I think is funny? Is did you hear Doug pause? Because he's like, really? Why did they need navigation?
Mike, yeah. See y'all later on that one.
Did you hear it?
I'm going to keep moving along here.
It's like the elevator operator that lost the directions.
20 minutes before the hour. How are students paying for school? The surveys are out since there's a lot of focus on government interest rates, that sort of thing. So if you have a student in school, you have your daughter's going to school this year, right?
College, yep.
Yeah.
Starting college.
Where's she going?
She's going to the new school, Eugene Lang.
All right, okay. And who's paying? Okay.
But she got a two-thirds scholarship, so we're really lucky.
Yeah, grants and scholarships are big. The report that's out today suggests that the grants and scholarships are paying most college bills, not parents any longer. Parents don't have the savings, they don't have the money, period. And in some cases, they're not interested. They want tell me whether you think this is a good trend or not. If you're going to go to school and you need to put some skin in the game, and I remember paying half of, I think I paid room and board, my father paid tuition after my freshman year. Mm-hmm. I got a job working at the radio station so I could do that. But in some cases, parents have so sheltered their children, they didn't want them to, my son, he's so busy studying, he doesn't have time for a job.
Yeah, he's busy partying, sir.
Yeah, exactly. Foolishness. Who believes that? Anyway, so Okay, that's enough of that. I'm just distracted because I just saw a number. You know how Richie likes to talk about the shiny penny?
Yes.
Do you realize that 50,000 bets were placed in Las Vegas before Kate gave birth?
This was a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
Money on George or James.
Yeah, the money's on the name. Yeah.
And so we don't know what the name is, though, yet.
No.
How much money we're talking about? Millions and millions and millions.
Depends on how much you gamble.
Yeah.
Some people gamble on everything.
Right, exactly. I was just going to say that, Roberta. You can gamble on anything or everything. Like, when's
that
Roberta
across the road, or is it going to get squished by a car?
People are Doug driving.
One.
I say, yeah. Are so
squished.
Addicted to these sorts of things. It really is pretty amazing how much you can
I don't understand it. Not being a gambler myself, I don't understand.
I don't either.
At all. It's like, why would you spend hours and hours and hours inside a casino, you know, playing? And it's not even, you know, when I was in Vegas 2 months ago, I walked around with a quarter in my pocket, because that's what I used to do in Vegas a lot. I would walk around with the same quarter in my pocket.
Was that a quarter in your pocket, or you just had to see it?
Exactly. And I would decide which machine at some point when it just moved me to put the quarter in and pull the lever.
Yeah.
You can't put a quarter in a machine anymore.
No.
And there's no lever. Right? There's no lever to pull.
Yeah. Well, some of them still have levers, but you have to look for those.
Everything's electronic.
Definitely can't just put a quarter in.
I was like, wow, this is no fun. It's like playing video games as opposed to a pinball game.
Yeah, the best part of winning something was to hear the ting, 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 ting.
Yeah.
The coins would fall out, but now you just get a ticket.
It's just like it took all the fun out of it. Ding, ding, there's ding, all ding, these people sitting there for hours. Get a life, people.
Yeah, get a life. You're right about that. Speaking of getting a life, Beyonce, the story about her fan that freaked out when she touched his hand at DougStephan.com. This is a show in Nashville at the Mrs. Carter Show World Tour. There was an electrical jolt, he said, that went through my body when I touched her. She touched me.
Maybe she should be like that preacher on TV that knocks people over with his bare hands.
Maybe she should stop wearing electric costumes.
Meanwhile, there's another Beyonce story about her hair being caught in a fan while she was performing. Also, I think it is the same tour, but not the same venue. She was in Montreal. And some of the people in her security group tried to free her from
so
the...
embarrassing.
From
the so embarrassing.
Oh, my God. These people, though, they take themselves so seriously.
Well, and she has a lot of hair that's probably not hers, so she may not have even known that it was...
So how does that work? When you attach that hair, how do you attach it? What does that work?
There's a couple of different ways. You can glue on extensions, or a lot of times they braid into your hair.
Really?
Or they have little metal clips that they attach at your scalp.
It depends. How do you comb your hair if you have an extension?
Very carefully is the answer.
Blow dryer, probably.
I mean, it stays in there pretty well. I mean, most people with extensions leave them in for weeks and weeks.
Yesterday, we told you about the U.S. Navy dropping 4 bombs on the barrier reef. You'll be happy to know the United States has volunteered to help Australia retrieve the 4 bombs. Isn't that nice of us? We dropped them, and we're nice enough to go back and say, hey, guys, you need some help finding those bombs? We'll go help you find them.
They didn't explode, though.
No, they didn't explode, no.
We're just dropping weight there.
Yeah.
But didn't they have a big earthquake, too, just like China?
Australia?
Yeah, I think they had a big one, too, like a 6-pointer.
Was that yesterday or the day before,
wasn't
it?
The
day before, yes, right. The world is coming to an end, folks. It's the end of the world. You better get your clean underwear and get in the car and get out of town.
If it's the end of the world, I'm just wearing my dubbies.
Really? Dubbies?
No one's going to know anyway.
What's a dubby?
Dirty.
Oh, dirty underwear?
Yeah.
Dubbies. Okay, I got it now. Thank you. 15 before the hour. Jennifer pauses for a moment of reflection on an important television actor who's passed away. That's coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
PaidAtHome.com won the American Business Award. This is how our listeners are earning from a few hundred to several thousand a month from your kitchen table, even while you sleep. Like listener Nancy, who earned $1,500 month one, saw that jump to $5,000 to now over 6 figures. Your 6-figure income coach will show you how to earn that kind of money from home, too. Hurry, they're giving away $1,000 to someone this year just for checking them out. PaidAtHome.com. PaidAtHome.com. Income not typical. See PaidAtHome.com for income expectation.
Wholesale. way, 2 out of 3 Americans no longer trust government. I think it's more than that. And for very good reasons, by the way. Stalled economy, weakening dollar, and a central bank that doesn't know when to quit printing money, recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Who do you trust? Well, your own common sense, for one thing. If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? Well, that's the subject of a fantastic new book, The Great Debasement. Now, I've been telling you about all year, my friend Craig Smith at Swiss America. And I recommend reading this book, as I have, for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, for a free review copy of The Great Debasement, subtitle, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar and How to Get America's Money Back. Learn from history so we don't repeat it. Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a dark age. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. This is the truth you can trust.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh, what's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold, right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Now at 13 before the hour, time for Jennifer to deliver the sort of sad news. I like this guy a lot. He was
a lot of people character actor
that made an impression. Everybody knew who he was. You didn't have to. It wasn't the roles he played. It was him that people knew.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, he started off as a real-life police officer.
He was a 20-year cop in Chicago.
Yeah, and then decided to try acting. And he was best known for playing Detective Joe Fontana on Law & Order. Dennis Farina passed away yesterday in Scottsdale, Arizona. He was 69 years old after suffering a blood clot to his lung. He's got 3 adult children from his first marriage and a wife that he called the love of his life for 35 years who survived him. So,
anyway,
sad news.
Well, if you go back to Law & Order, he was on Law & Order, I think, 3 seasons, maybe 4, and was perfect for the role. He just
right.
He would have stayed, or he was like, in a sense, Jerry Orbach. He could have stayed there forever. Orbach decided he wanted to. Farina didn't live in New York, lived in Chicago, and he didn't really like going back and forth all the time, and that was the reason that he called it quits. He loved the role, and he was really good. He played a very wealthy policeman. But he was in a lot of movies like Get Shorty. He started out, as you said, Jennifer, he was an advisor, one of those police advisors for a movie that Michael Mann was making.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Mann saw something in him, gave him a few bit parts, and then cast him as the lead in a show that was supposedly taking place in Las Vegas in the 1950s. And now I'm trying to remember what the name of the show, Crime Story. Thank you, Michael. That's right. Yeah, anyway. So Dennis Farina passing away.
Yeah,
anyway,
one of the good ones.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Also, sad news, or maybe happy news, depending on how you feel, could be an end to Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Sources say that both Kim and her mother are considering an end to the show because they want to explore other options. Chris wants to focus on her talk show, and Kim wants to focus on being a mom.
Like, that's going to be a big success.
Good news, you have them until 2015 because they're under a $40 million contract.
Right. And $10 million of that is Ryan Seacrest.
Hey, he made something out of nothing.
That's
right. Sure.
That's what we all need to do. That's what entrepreneurialism is all about in America. Make something out of nothing. 51 after the hour. Jennifer and Roberta and Doug here on Good Day.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
After now on today's Dudley program, it's time now for us to start beefing things up in America. Crowdfunding becoming big business for a lot of small businesses. People, entrepreneurs, startups are raising 50 grand, 500 grand, a million, millions, and they're using the appeal of their projects to pre-sell products that are not even yet developed. Here's some more on the inside with Mike Hayes here.
Welcome to Startups in America. I'm Mike Hayes. Today, I want to invite you to join our free Dream Big online meeting, From Pre-Crowdfunding to Success Story. Now, every week, we interview entrepreneurs who have achieved crowdfunding success in order to teach more entrepreneurs how to make more money by raising money quickly for their new projects. Folks, I can tell you that crowdfunding is rapidly becoming big business for small businesses. People, entrepreneurs, and startups are raising $50,000, $500,000, $1 million and more by using the appeal of their projects to pre-sell products that are not even yet developed. Now, there are many myths and misunderstandings about crowdfunding that may prevent someone from looking at it clearly as a great small business solution for growth. So every week, we host our Dream Big online meetings to take entrepreneurs from pre-crowdfunding preparation to crowdfunding success stories. Whether you choose to do it yourself or have a professional or a team do it for you, there is a crowdfunding opportunity for every reasonable story. So every week, I get the chance to ask a successful crowdfunding campaigner about a professional who may be responsible for helping them raise money. Meet professional publicist Catherine Fleischman and listen to her explain about crowdfunding and how she helps people get money through publicity.
Hi, my name is Catherine, and I'm the president and CEO of Blink PR. We are a boutique PR firm that focuses on helping new brands grow and specifically helping with crowdfunding campaigns. One of our first crowdfunding success stories was a Kickstarter campaign by Out of Print Clothing. What they did was they had an idea to create an ebook cover for iPads and Kindles. The whole concept behind Out of Print is that they want to try to save the idea of classic book covers. So what they did is they hired a person from MIT to design this book cover, and now everybody who wants to keep the classic alive uses these book covers on their Kindles and iPads, so it seems like they're reading from a classic novel. Now, we pitched it as something that was really out of the box and different because, as you know, classic books are dying, and not only does the company give to classics, but they also donate a book for every purchase of any of their products. So after pitching them for 48 crowdfunding campaigns, we were able to raise $100,000 from just promoting their charity, promoting their product, and making sure that the media linked back to their Kickstarter site so that people could try it out for themselves, get a sample, just donate to the cause for other reasons and because people wanted to see the company grow. So that was one successful crowdfunding campaign that I also think that being a small brand, a lot of questions do come up, and we're really good at answering any sort of questions that people may have. I had another one where it was a New York-based scarf line, and the owner was a previous lawyer, and he decided he was really sick of his job and wanted to start his own line. So basically, he had no experience in design or creation of any sort of line. And because I pitched the crowdfunding story as something that was very entrepreneurial and, you know, based on just love for what Luigi from Votary does, I was also able to secure a $100,000 campaign for him as well through Kickstarter.
That was professional publicist Catherine Fleischman explaining crowdfunding and how she helps people get more money through publicity. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mike Hayes with a final thought. Join our free Dream Big online meeting, from pre-crowdfunding to success stories. Every week we interview entrepreneurs who have achieved crowdfunding success in order to help teach more entrepreneurs how to make more money by raising money quickly for their projects. Just email me for a free invitation, mike.hayes@dreambigamerica.us. That's mike.hayes@dreambigamerica.us. It's free every Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.